everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our now 200 plus stations coast to coast. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by Nationwide Superior Travel Experts and their amazing discount travel deals up to 70% off your favorite destinations. If you're thinking about some travel this summer, and who isn't, whether it's 10 miles away or 10,000 miles away, give the Superior Travel Experts a call at 800-430-7923 and get it done for up to 70% off. Numbers on our website as well, brilliantfrugalliving.com. That's 800-430-7923. Sitting here, coffee in hand, welcome gang, going with a creme brulee, loving it, getting a little hippy-dippy here and adding my, this is now the norm, adding my coconut oil and some collagen powder, fighting those wrinkles, baby. Raising it all to you in my new dollar store mug, in my ever-growing dollar store mug collection. Salute! Okay, since last week's show, fabulous feedback on our, I think we spent $39 at Goodwill, including the gorgeous yet beat-up TV cabinet for the guest room that we now got to match the beautiful creamy yellow antique furniture, all of the designer home improvement fabric that we put onto the patio furniture, looks good as new, needed some serious freshening, basically got a brand new patio set, multiple chairs, a sofa, love seat, you know, footrest for $18 when the fabric alone should have cost $500. Best responses though, guys, were to my propane tank fix, where we are the proud owners of the world's ugliest propane tank right next to my lovely newly refurbished patio. A lot of people coming back at me saying, just get it buried, just get it taken care of, have it removed out of the way. Okay, now that would have cost easily, I'm finding out, that it costs thousands of dollars to move a propane tank, much less bury it, okay? So that's not going to happen. Instead, we are now camouflaging it perfectly behind several bamboo screens, about like chest-high bamboo screens. You can stretch them in and out like you would a little baby gate or a pet gate. Okay, so we have those all around the propane tank. It's beautiful. It now looks like a perfectly sculpted hedge, okay? People are freaking out. They're loving the Facebook pitch, the Facebook pics, and they are sending their own ugly propane tank pics in. Ugly propane tank owners unite. Bottom line, don't spend money that none of us have on expensive fixes like this. Think outside the box. I love it. My favorite note, who sent me this, sent in from Mike Peckman from Minneapolis, who painted his propane tank like a watermelon. It's beautiful. With the small round covers painted like ladybugs, his daughter Becca's favorite bug. It is adorable. It is awesome. I'm betting big money that it costs less than thousands of dollars to do that. He's keeping the paint job, I'm guessing, for numerous decades to come. Who wouldn't? It's Becca's favorite bug. And now you got thousands of bucks in Becca's college account or her savings plan rather than in moving your propane tank. Nice. Okay, so on to this week's fabulous Goodwill find. And this is a judgment call, so I need your input on this, all right? I've been looking around for a good bike for me, so that all four of us, Victor and Katie and Robbie and I, can take some rides this summer. The kids are all on their bikes. You know, Victor loves doing his racing bike. It's great exercise. We all love the fresh air, okay? I came across an adorable one at Goodwill yesterday. You know that show, you know, Call the Midwife, you got a picture of the lady on the old-fashioned bike. It's nothing crazy, fancy, sophisticated. It fits me perfectly. It's like, it's a girl's bike. It's a grown-up woman's bike, but it's kind of old-fashioned. Got it for $12 at my local Goodwill. Got this beautiful, in-shape, perfectly put together bike, $12, and brought it home. Only to have my beloved eBay expert hubby, Victor, tell me that it's some classic 1960s vintage J.C. Higgins thingy worth about $350 online, okay? $350. I bought this thing for $12. So takeaway number one, Goodwill rocks. Takeaway number two, do I sell it and keep scouting Goodwill and maybe Craigslist for more bikes, or do I keep this one? It is so dang cute. So, most important question I asked on Facebook, does all of this obsessing about my bike count as actually exercising on my bike? I'm hoping. So, the feedback I'm getting from people, Sherry Savage is saying she'd sell it, get a more modern one. She cracked me up. She's saying, biking on this old bike without all the new improvements might kill you. Yeah, okay. It's true enough. I need all the help I can get. But I love this bike. Christy Dunlap is saying, sell it. There's a collector out there dying for it. Use the money to find another frugal bike. And then there'll be leftover money to have a fun bonus family day. I'm digging it. That does sound like it makes a lot of sense. I'm very torn here. Christine Reske, who I love, I've known her for years. Sell, you'll make a collector's day, buy a more today bike. Or something, you know, treat the family to a movie and popcorn with the rest. Well, you know I'd probably put the money in the bank. That's just the way I roll. Cass Hamby saying, number one, I need to shop at my local Goodwill store more. Amen. You will love it. And it brings up an interesting question. Here's the next thing Cass says. Does it bring you joy? And you know what? It does. I think I'm going to keep this thing. Number three, Cass says, you can sell it, buy another newer bike, and still have cash to shop for ice cream with the family. It's so true. So bottom line here, and I'm loving the feedback, no matter what I pick, if I pick to sell it or keep it, there's going to be joy involved, okay? Holly is telling me to sell it. Bellanne Whites is saying, of all the thinking and discussion and pondering is an enormous amount of mental gymnastics. This is clearly a workout. I love you, man. Thank you, Bellanne. Hugh McMillan is saying, sell it, buy another $12 Goodwill bike, but then give them $300 for it. No, I don't do that. I don't overpay for my items, especially at Goodwill. Love my Goodwill. Susan Palmer saying, I agree with the first comment about selling, maybe getting a more modern one. Depending on how long you want to keep the bike and ride it, the seat might be really hard on the butt. True enough, it's old-fashioned, you know, nice little cushiony, but not crazy cushiony. The modern ones are more butt-friendly, she says. All right, I'm going to take your word for it. Also, if it's hilly where you are, I definitely want one with gears. That's what Victor's saying as well. We're kind of hilly around here, not crazy. He's saying I should go with the gears. We've got other people as well. Amy Mason saying you're the Goodwill rock star. Thank you, Amy. She agrees with selling it, getting a more modern, comfortable bike. Diller Purcell says that's cool and keep it. Kay Strand says that she seriously thinks her sister had the same bike. She said she would decorate it real cute and then put it in our yard and get a different one. All right, that I like that. I kind of like that idea too. You have to be comfortable out there biking with the fam. Another bit of feedback saying that maybe I should buy one that's more sophisticated with a comfier butt seat. All right, I understand. Ellen Doyle says to sell it. Tish Cordelis says keep it and show it off. Rick Bunker, known him for ages, if you like it, keep it. And he agrees that yes, obsessing over whether to keep it or whether to sell it counts as a full cardio workout. I love you, man. Linda Silberlight saying sell it, then you can frugal on some more. All very true. Leslie Elcock, keep it. Jenny Richardson, decision. She leans towards keeping it. Wendy Hastings, put a bell on it and a basket on it and enjoy the hell out of it. Leaning towards that way, Wendy. Thank you for the great input. Janet Roge saying, looking forward to hearing what you decide. Leaning towards keeping it, guys. Two more. Erin Teresa, I would keep it for the season and then sell it. Unless you happen to become particularly attached. Again, she knows me too well. And Carol Deering says, whatever you pick, it's going to be great and you've already saved money. Very, very true. Here's what I'm doing. Leaning towards keeping it. Might sell it after the season. I don't care if it's got a hard seat and not really a keister-friendly seat. Couldn't care less. It's cute, and I love it. That's what I want to hear from you guys as well. So there's our Goodwill, fabulously frugal-friendly find for this week. Send me yours as well. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. I want to hear from you. The befores, the afters, any projects, any great finds, find me. Okay, on to our continuing series, self-made success stories. Our listeners out there who have, by their own account, very modestly, I had to drag this information out of them after personal conversations, they are set for retirement, they have no debt, they're anywhere between their 40s to their 80s, and they have zero debt and anywhere between $500,000 in investments for retirement or more, topping out at $1.2 million for retirement. This is our ongoing series where our listeners are chiming in with, again, they're so modest about this. I would have this tattooed on my forehead if I had these kind of numbers going on. I'd have it blaring out of like a special software, blaring out of my car horn while I was driving if I had these kind of numbers. It's beautiful. And they want you to enjoy the same kind of economic success that they have built for themselves. Blue-collar workers, hard workers that just made all the right decisions decisions and a couple of wrong decisions. And now they are in the catbird seat where so few Americans are. Here's the numbers. I want you guys to remember this. 80% of hardworking American workers are living paycheck to paycheck. 55 million Americans, one in six, have zero emergency savings, okay? 60% have less than $1,000 in savings, okay? 27% of Americans have no savings at all. So when you're looking around at your neighbors, oh my gosh, they seem to have it so put together. You're looking at a coworker, great person. Oh, you know, the clothes are always new and they're always going out to eat. They must have it better than I do. Guys, look around you. Take a look at your own situation. I can guarantee you whatever you're going through right now, I have heard it before and you can pull out of it, and here's where we get it going. All right, in no particular order, Mickey G, these are all self-made success stories with a half million or more in retirement accounts and in investments. Mickey G, listening in from Dallas, Texas, your A number one move, build an emergency fund. You will sleep better. You will live happier. The peace of mind alone is going to have a ripple effect in your life that is second to none. Guys, after the break, dozens more moves from listeners who have no debt, their homes paid off in several accounts, at least a half million dollars in retirement accounts. They are ready to go with your top strategies, your top tips to make it happen for you too, right after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and I want to revisit a couple of numbers that I really hope hits home for a lot of our fabulous listeners out there. Listeners who are thinking to yourselves, you know what, doggone it, I feel like everybody working around me's got it a little better off, maybe they're in a little better shape, you know, they're dressing like this, they're driving cars like that, they're eating out like this, they got this kind of thing going on. Here's some numbers to bring it all home for you, okay? 80% of American workers are living paycheck to paycheck. I'm going to say that again for the cheap seats. 80% of American workers are living paycheck to paycheck. See if this sounds familiar. Someone that you know, someone that you love, maybe someone in the mirror. 55 million Americans, so about one in five Americans, have zero emergency savings, okay? As if that's not crazy enough, 60% of hardworking Americans out there have less than $1,000 in savings, and 27% have no savings at all. What does that mean? It means that when you're beating yourself up about your financial situation, knock it off. Wherever you are with your finances right now, number one, don't beat yourself up. Number two, chances are outstanding. There's a lot of people who are a little worse off. And number three, I hope it hits home that all of those people out there that we think are driving the fancier cars, eating the fancier food, wearing the fancier clothes, they're not better off than any of the rest of us out there, guys. They're probably, in fact, in a lot more debt. Now, in our household, we've got fabulous furniture. I wouldn't trade for anything. We get it at Goodwill. My kids wear designer clothes. We get them off Craigslist for about 90% off. My husband dresses like Cary Grant. He does it for a fraction of the cost of retail. I work from the studio here. I don't have to dress in a ball gown or anything, for God's sake. But we've got a beautiful home, I say with great modesty and great pride, where everything, you've seen my projects. You go online, you see it on Facebook. We spend easily 90% off the usual costs just because we know where to shop. And here's where we start getting you on track. If you're looking at your numbers and you're like, you know what, doggone it, I want higher numbers in my retirement account. I want higher numbers in my emergency savings, if you've got emergency savings at all. I want to take down this credit card debt that is plaguing me like it just keeps me awake at night. You don't deserve that, guys. You love to see the commercial saying, you deserve to have the huge expensive vacation. You deserve to have the huge expensive car. Uh-uh. You know what you deserve? You deserve to go to bed at night knowing that your bills are paid and then some, that your kids are eating fantastic food, that your house is paid, that you have, you know, cars that are paid for, that you've got money in the bank. You deserve to know that your hard work is translating into financial freedom. That's what you deserve. And here's where we start making that happen. Who better to hear from on this subject than fellow listeners I have gleaned, my gosh, the emails, the texts, the Facebook feedback, the email feedback that we get from listeners, unbelievable stories. And from them, we have a number of self-made success stories from fellow listeners who are working from blue-collar careers, some white-collar careers, some coming out of huge amounts, clawing their way out of debt to make it happen. And here's how they did it. We talked before the break. Get an emergency fund up. It makes all the difference. You're going to sleep better. You're going to feel better. And instead of going into deeper credit card debt when, you name it, you know, the aforementioned propane tank goes on the fritz or whatever else, you're paying for it with cash. It's a beautiful thing. Kata Silman, listening in from Boca Raton, Florida, a retiree. I love you, man. Send some sunshine up here. Establish your budget. Make it realistic. Realistic budgets, guys, are like realistic diets. The unrealistic budgets aren't going to get, maybe you'll last a day, like me, on an unrealistic diet. Realistic budgets are like realistic diets. Are you looking for an easy way to begin? A realistic way to begin? On the first day of a new month, this is her straight out of her mouth. Get a receipt for everything you purchase. Stack the receipts into categories like restaurants or groceries or personal care or car care. At the end of the month, you'll be able to see clearly where your money's going. Now, Kata mentioned that she is a retiree. I love it. These days, where I used to save receipts, I now have everything in Microsoft Money. It has idiot-proofed it for me. I can't be more grateful for it. And I find it incredibly helpful knowing, like, what, you know, why don't I have the numbers I'm looking for at the end of the month? You look back and you say, oh, you know what? We had to get the car taken care of. That was, you know, blankety blank for new tires or whatever. It puts everything in perspective effortlessly. I love it. Kyle Rockmoron, listening in from Portland, Maine, WLOB. This is so old school, and there's no school like the old school. Budget with cash and envelopes. If you're not into the online this or online that, if you have trouble with overspending, try the envelope budget system. It's tried, it's true, it's been around forever because it works. You have a set amount of cash for most spending. Say it's you and somebody else in your household, or maybe it's a family of six, or whatever it is. Determine your budget for, say, groceries. That is a huge cost in our house. You put the money in there. Say it's going to be $600 for your entire family for the entire month, and you spend it cash only. You want to go out to eat? That's cash, and that cash is going to go away quick. You want to buy groceries? You're doing it with cash. Maybe you go for that brand name instead of this brand name. Or maybe you go for the apples that are 99 cents a pound as opposed to the ones that are going for $2.95 a pound. And watch that money change up big time. If you've got trouble with overspending, try for just a month the envelope budget system. You got a set amount of cash. Maybe it's $400 for groceries. That's it. If you're done with your $400 in groceries 2 weeks into the month, you know where you got to start thinking about throttling back. Here's the next one. Don't just save money. Save. There's a difference between saving money. Oh, I'm saving money. And saving money for your future. So don't just spend less. Put the money you save into a savings account. There's a reason savings accounts are hugely touted by those people out there who are financially successful, because it works in your favor, all right? We're talking about a plan for college expenses if you have college-age kids or soon-to-be college-age kids. For retirement, maybe you got a special account to pay off your house even faster, or to get you into the house of your dreams that you're thinking about, or emergencies that can leave you financially better off having a savings account. Make as many separate savings accounts as you want, and then plug every penny you can in there. Take pride in that used car, man. Take pride in the leftover dinner when you're having a fabulous mac and cheese and some hot dogs for dinner instead of going out, and you just spent $2 for dinner instead of, say, 60. Pat yourself on the back, guys. That is a dying art form. I love that kind of art form. And it's dying out there because we're not teaching our kids how to save money enough. I connect with wonderful parents who want to give their kids everything. I'm right there with you. I want to give my kids everything too. There's a reason, and I'm going to, this is something, it's relevant to this whole conversation. When you get on an airplane, all right, I know I'm all over the place here. When you got on an airplane, the stewardess tells you, in case of any kind of an emergency, make sure you put the mask over your own face first before you attend to your kids. Well, here's a little known fact. Of all of the various, thankfully, small minority of mishaps that happen when planes are in the air, every single flight attendant out there says that when those things happen, they'll watch the grown-ups on the plane, and the grown-ups on the plane will automatically take care of their kids first. Is it because they can't listen? No, it's because we're instinctively wired to take care of our kids first, which is great, until it comes to kind of bleeding the lines a bit and wanting to do everything we can for our kids financially. It's not going to work that way. When you teach your kids with regards to finances, teach them how to take care of themselves, teach them how to take care of your own grandkids one day and a spouse of their own, that is setting them up for success. When you don't do that, you're begging for trouble. Guys, I know the time is flying. Dad and daughter talk real estate right after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now, and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from from Whole Home Connect, you'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hello again, everybody. It's John Harriet here with Keller Williams Real Estate with another educational, entertaining.
Always.
Our objective is to educate and make sure that people have the right kind of facts about making the biggest single financial decision that most people make.
A lot of headlines out there you have to break down for this week again, sir.
So that's true. There are a lot of headlines about the real estate business, and I have some interesting news about the real estate business.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell from your face if this is like good news. You're being very poker faced.
Oh, it's pretty much good news. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much good news. It's one thing you and I have talked about a little bit on the show before, Chrissy, but about the big government-sponsored entities, the banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Oh, yeah.
And most people don't really understand the function of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But the main function of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is to make sure that the mortgage lending system maintains liquidity. Okay, so the way that works is that when borrowers go to a local lender and say, I want to borrow money to buy this $350,000 house.
Right.
And I'm going to put 10% down or 3.5% down, whatever it is. Then they get their credit checked, go through the loan application process, and they get their money. But then what happens immediately after settlement is that when the loan has been processed, the lender will say, okay, now I'm going to resell this loan to Fannie Mae or to Freddie Mac. And they get their money exactly right then. They don't have to service the loan. They don't have to do all the backup work, make the loan work. They don't have to make sure that people are paying it.
Nice work if you can get it.
And they get their money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And then what Fannie and Freddie do is that they repackage these loans as mortgage-backed securities.
Right.
Which is a good deal. And it's good investment as long as people keep paying their mortgages.
That's the big if, isn't it?
And most of the time that happens, we had a great big problem starting back in about 2006, 2007, when the mortgage lending standards as promulgated by Fannie and Freddie got so very low. A friend of mine was describing it as ninja loans. No income, no job, but still you can get a loan. Come in, breathe. Can you fog the mirror?
Barely.
Oh, yes, you fogged the mirror. Try that again. She fogged it twice. She's a good candidate. But anyway, when Mr. Trump was campaigning for office, one of the things that he had promised was that he was going to do something to bring Fannie and Freddie, which are what's called GSEs, government-sponsored entities, under better control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he even promised that he was going to try to abolish them and go back to private banking as the source of funds for mortgage lending.
How did common sense go over in Washington, D.C. when he floated that idea?
Well, I don't think it ever really got floated in all seriousness because when he got into office, I think he realized he had a lot bigger fish to fry than Fannie and Freddie at that point in time, so it kind of got put on the back burner. But I saw an editorial last week in the Wall Street Journal where somebody was raising some concern about, well, maybe loan standards are getting too loose again.
I like the idea of shaking things up a bit and just evolving it. They don't have to scrap it all together, but if they just want to evolve it, knowing what we've known from the past and what we've learned from the past,
yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm totally in favor of that.
Yep. Well, back when your mom and I were in the business of buying houses, and we haven't bought one now for 40 years,
right?
You'd go to a local savings and loan, you'd make your application, and they would scrutinize your income, and they'd make sure that you made that money, and they'd look at your credit rating, because at that point in time, whether they made money and survived or lost money and went out of business was totally dependent upon how many people paid back their loans.
Yep.
So there was a real built-in break on people getting carried away with wild loan schemes.
Yep.
And one of the things that came out of that was that we had never had, up until 2008, a countrywide depression crash in housing prices.
Mm-hmm.
Had never happened.
Nope.
Had never happened. But with the advent of Fannie and Freddie taking over the responsibility and taking the onus off the local bankers to really police what their loans were doing, we had a great big depression crash in housing prices that created all kinds of pain and gutsy, ungodly, bad things. I've had a number of friends who have been in the housing business, around the housing business for the last 20 or 30 years. And the bankruptcies, the divorces, it was just awful. So I was encouraged by the fact that, yes, loan standards are getting a little bit too low for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Mr. Mullen, I believe his name is, the Secretary of the Treasury, is beginning to take some action to put Fannie and Freddie under better control.
That's exciting.
And I think, especially if we get a conservative majority in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, we'll be able to make that happen, which will result in a much more stable economy.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, now some people will say, well, my God, you know, you're going to freeze the little guy out of mortgage lending. And you're not going to, if you're not a big guy, you're not going to be able to buy a house.
No,
and
just a little guy with a crappy credit score. That's the one we're
locking out. That's
right. That's it.
Now, to President Bush's credit, Bush 43, he tried to do something to rein in Fannie and Freddie.
Oh.
Back in like 2006, 2007.
So he maybe had some behind the doors meetings where he saw this kind of thing coming up with the whole housing crisis.
I think he did.
He tried to arrest it.
He realized that Fannie and Freddie were getting too far extended. But at that point in time, the Democrats in Congress shouted him down and said, oh, you're just trying to protect the profits of your rich buddies in the banking business. And Fannie and Freddie are just fine. There's no problem there. Then, of course, they collapsed.
Yeah.
A couple of years later.
What did Barry Frank have to say after that? What was his take on it? Or did he just run away?
You mean Barney Frank?
Barney Frank.
He said, well, after strong consideration, I decided not to run for office again.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Because, it all goes to show you that the individual marketplace is a wonderful, wonderful break and a wonderful, wonderful filter on things getting too carried away. Not that that's going to be perfect. You're always going to have recessions and market corrections. But when you throw in great big government interference that ignores a lot of market signals that people know are right, you really multiply the bad effects.
The free market.
Boy, we went through it in spades on steroids.
Yeah.
From like 2008 to 2012, 2013.
And you detailed it so well, talking about all of the terrible sideline effects with regards to marriages ending and, God forbid, worse stuff than that. And people finally pulled out of it. You'd think they'd learned, but I am hearing, on a somewhat related note, the same type of thing is happening with student loans these days as well, with the loans that were given out. When you're getting these loans for college degrees that have maybe a 5% chance of generating the salary needed to pay it back, that's the kind of stress and stuff that you're finding these days. Two people are putting off having kids, buying houses, you know, starting their own businesses because of this. I see a similar potential crash coming up with that.
You're right. You know, federal government interference in private business, certainly, I'm not saying we don't need government regulation.
No,
we do.
I'm a big fan of government regulation.
We certainly do.
Yes.
Sensible government regulation.
Right.
But what's that? Well, since 2010, the federal government has been the sole dispenser of college loans for people.
Yeah.
And here's what the standards for these loans have been very, very loose for lots and lots and lots of years.
Okay.
And people have been complaining about, and this kind of gets together with credit excesses we saw in the housing market too.
Right.
But people have been complaining for years about, oh my God, college costs are going up much like double and triple the rate of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess why?
Because the
federal government was providing the money. Oh yeah, you qualify for this and you can pay us back after you graduate. So here's what was happening. The college administrators were saying, oh, going back maybe 15, 20 years, well, gee whiz, you know, our school is full right now. Let's raise the rates by 5% next year and see what happens.
Right.
And lo and behold, the school was full again.
There you go.
And the next year they said, well, that worked out pretty well. Let's raise the rates again by 5% or so, and let's see what happens.
Shameless.
And the school was full again.
Oh, man.
So as a result of the federal government interference in the private marketplace,
blowing up the price,
college tuition costs, college costs have gone up several times the rate of inflation.
Yep.
And now it's recognized as a great big crisis. And, of course, some people are getting degrees in, you know, prehistoric Inca stone mining.
juggling miner.
Juggling, something like that. Can't find a job. I know one very, very bright young lady who got a degree that cost her about $65,000 in photography.
Ah!
Probably not a real good career choice.
Same thing I could do on my phone if I'm in the right.
Probably not a real good career choice.
Wow.
So now you see people like liberals, Elizabeth Warren, saying, well, we've got to do something to alleviate this college debt.
I know.
So the government should take over and pay back all this college debt, relieve the students of it. And the way we can do this is by having a 2% tax on the extremely wealthy with a net worth over $50 million.
Yeah, it's just funny to me. You know what? I'm grateful to them for showing their true colors prior to the election, but that kind of thing obviously wouldn't work. Are you going to retro it to all the people who did pay back their college loans? Are you going to retro it to the people who would have gone to a more expensive college and chose to go wisely to your local community college instead? It's just hilarious how they you know, throw out these ideas with no answers as to how to answer the tougher questions.
Are you gonna... Right. But the real point of this particular discussion we're having here, Chrissy, is that government interference in private lending has always led to real bad impacts, especially in the housing market, because when the federal government policy was to try and jack up the home ownership rate.
Right.
The way they did that was by lowering standards on home mortgage.
Exactly.
And that's when we wound up with all of these mortgages that people couldn't afford. And when the price downturn began, a lot of people just came through the keys at the SNL and said, okay, here it is, boss, take it over.
You enticed personalities that were not going to act responsibly in a financial downturn, and that's just the kiss of death.
That's exactly right. And the same thing is happening now with regard to college loans. And I don't know how you put this genie back in the bottle.
You don't.
Because it's out right now, and it could be some kind of a hell of a shock to the system.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how in the world we're going to get at that. But my point is, the Secretary of the Treasury, with President Trump's backing, is going to be doing something significant with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to put our housing policies on a much more rational and sound basis, which is going to serve all of us.
I'll take it.
Okay, and folks, I see we run out of time, and we will be back shortly.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show with tried and true strategies sent in from listeners who have managed to make their retirement goals a reality, whether they wanted to be debt-free, mortgage-free, and maybe a half million in the bank. And we're talking about people who are solid by their own admission, blue-collar workers, some white-collar workers, people across the whole spectrum. They took their goals and they made them a reality. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no excuses. And they're working with the same parameters we are. They're trying to raise families, maybe start businesses. Maybe they lost a job, had to find another one. This is the world as we know it. And in a world where you're hearing all of these various headlines, nobody has anything in savings, everybody's this much in debt, you think to yourself, this is the new reality. This is going to be life as I know it. Well, that's crap. Here's where we turn that around and you start making every one of your financial goals. I'm talking about lofty ones that you don't even want to say out loud. Here's where we make them a reality. Okay, here's the bread and butter ones that people seem to know, but it never hurts to hear them again. Aim for short-term savings goals. You know what this is reminding me of? This is like weight loss goals. Don't go for a crazy, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a week because you know you're going to make yourself miserable, it's unattainable, and when it doesn't happen, you feel like a flop. I'm not speaking from personal experience or anything, but when it comes to short-term savings goals, all right, make it a goal like saving 20 bucks a week. Or maybe $100 a month. That turns into over $1,000 a year effortlessly, okay? Maybe you can double that. Maybe you can triple that. Whatever it is, find your number, stick to it, it's all good. Here's another tried and true one. This was across the board with every self-made success story I connected with. Start saving for your retirement as early as possible. Very few people get rich through their wages alone, and it is the miracle of compound interest or earning interest on your interest, that's what that's known as, over many years, that's what builds wealth, and it is delicious. You guys know how when you buy something on a credit card and you're paying interest, and then the next month when you haven't paid that off, you're now paying interest on that interest payment as well, and on you go until it's this hellacious credit card bill? That's what we're talking about in reverse for your savings account. You're not in a situation anymore where you're owing more and more each month. You're paying off those credit card bills. This is where compound interest works in your favor with these kind of fantastic, again, extremely easy to put together retirement accounts because time is on your side. I don't care if you're thinking you've got one decade before retirement. Maybe if you're really smart out there, you got five decades before retirement. All right, Victor and I are planning on retiring sometime in our mid-70s, okay? We started saving right before we got married. I was always in a 401k thanks to my parents' influence. They were very big on those. You want to know how well that's worked out? A couple of bucks each month put into an account from 20 years ago into a 401k today in 2019? Delish. And I want you guys all to know that as well. All right, so start saving. Start researching. See what works best for you. Make your savings plan. Stick to it. That's another big tip from all these various people. And I want to get into some lifestyle stuff too, because these self-made success stories had some great, you know, just entertainment tips and lifestyle tips. And since they matched a lot of what I'm doing right now, it's kind of patting myself on the back as too. It's some shameless self-promotion here. But here's some good stuff. Treat yourself. This is something I don't do myself, this strategy, but I liked this. This caught my eye. Treat yourself, say these self-made success stories, but use it as an opportunity to save. Match the cost of your non-essential indulgences in savings. So if you take the whole family out to a movie, all right, you're paying top dollar, you're buying the popcorn, or maybe you're buying like a meal and drinks and cocktails, the stuff you can buy in movie theaters these days. I'm freaking out. Who wants to do that? I don't want to indulge in like, you know, a steak dinner in the dead dark while I'm trying to do a movie. I don't quite get that, but it's a business model that's picking up because you got these steakhouse dinner places. You can get, you know, all of these sophisticated meals and desserts and alcoholic beverages delivered to you. You want to know a good way to lose a lot of money? Have it put in front of you in the form of food during a movie that you're trying to pay attention to. You're not going to pay attention to the food, and now you're paying huge amounts for the food that you don't even remember. All right? Can you see? Can you just picture the look on my face right now? Say you go out and do that anyway, and your family of four is easily, effortlessly spending about $150. That's the number I'm hearing. Okay, so you've done that as I fight down the gag reflex going on right now. You then, without hesitation, you can do this online as well. You now put $150 into savings too. So now that little, before you go out for your next one, you'll think to yourself, do I really want to have $300 less in my current account? You know, if you do go out and spend that money, you're going to spend that same amount and put it into a savings account. It seems to be rather helpful in getting you to focus. You're already putting money into savings accounts anyway. It's meant to be something to kind of give you a little, you know, nudge between the shoulder blades. Do I really want to go out and spend that? So for example, you know, you go out, you put the same amount into your savings account. And if you can't afford to save the matching amount, you probably can't afford the treat either. Here's another heads up. Coming home and spending some time in front of your own probably big screen TV that hopefully you got for a good, you know, good price. Maybe you got it for a gift or you pooled your money, whatever it is. Have a seat in your family room in front of the 2 zillion channels, a half zillion of those channels being movie channels. Pop up some popcorn and enjoy just hanging out, all right? And you'll do it for about, $150 less than if you'd gotten in your car and driven to an overpriced theater. Now, here's the thing. I love going to the movies. I love it. I love going to the movies. I will always love movies. But I don't love it enough to spend $150 that I don't have or that I'd rather put towards something else. And you're probably feeling the same way. Feel no compunction whatsoever when you hear from buddies on Facebook, hey, I'm going to the premiere screening of blah, blah. Well, good for you. I'm keeping my money in the bank, blah, blah, and I'll watch this on DVD or when it shows up on cable and whatever else. You'll live, and guess what? You're going to live a lot richer for it. Again, have fun, but do it in a way that's not going to break you, that's not going to keep you up at night. Boomalicious. All right, next up. Now, and again, there's so many good things here. We got to do this again next week. Oh, I love this. More entertainment savings tips. Do you want to know where you can find that pricey DVD with the brand new movie that you've been dying to see, but you disciplined yourself and you didn't go to see it in the movie theater? You want to see it on DVD instead? And we all know that when we watch that DVD once, we're never watching it again. Get to your local library. Guys, in the time since I have started touting the many, many benefits of loving your local library, they have stepped up their game even more. And if you're looking for movies, you're looking for books, you're looking for magazines, all the things that we maybe overspend on just a bit, but we still love it. Hey guys, we don't smoke, we don't drink, we try not to overindulge in food, so we love our magazines and our books and our movies. I get it, but we don't want to overspend on them. How delicious would it be to get all those same movies, bring it home? Maybe if you want to find those movies and take it up a notch, you throttle back on that expensive movie package that none of us have the time to engage in these days with our 10,000 different channels out there. Throttle back on the channels you've got. Love your local library. Bring all those same movies home. Love the smell of popcorn in your own family room and do it for a fraction of the price. That money goes straight into the savings account. Love that compound interest. And say a year from now, do that a couple of times a month. And a year from now, think about how much more in the catbird seat you're going to be. More strategies straight from the self-made success stories that love this show. We love you back. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.